You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Timothy Glenn. Timothy is an author, astrologer, numerologist, and spiritual reader. He came into this life without the veils pushed all the way down. Like many of us, he never fit into the real world. Early years include music, voice, and exposure to astrology. Theatrical training and performance prepared him for a brief stint as a minister. He has done past life regression, sound healing, astrology, and now does multidimensional soul purpose readings, which I highly recommend. He has also written an e-book titled The Zephyrus Archives, Volume 1, Mission of Eternity. You can find out more about this on his website at www.soulpurposereadings.com. So let's welcome Timothy back to the show now. Hi, Tim. Tim, how are you?
Sort of in the ozone.
Are you? I am. Me too. Me too.
Well, that's good. Now, this is the first time I've ever done a show after doing a sacred sound meditation.
Oh, wow. Oh, geez. That's kind of an abrupt shock, isn't it? from one thing to the other.
Well, especially going from that thing to almost anything.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, because we do get in the ozone. That we do that at a local yoga studio, and I play the crystal singing bowls, Tibetan bowls, and do the harmonic overtoning and so forth. So, and we just go away.
Well, yes, I was so lucky that to have you do that for my birthday, and it was just absolutely incredible. I mean, it was just a beautiful journey, and I had trouble coming back down to earth.
Yeah.
I mean, I have trouble with that anyway, but that's besides the point.
Sometimes you have trouble just getting a toe down there.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's funny, we've got so many people struggling so desperately to have an out-of-body experience, and they've never really had an in-body experience.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. But we may be getting some in-body experiences over the next several years because we have the planet Uranus working its way into the sign of Taurus now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
okay, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that. Your post at Laura Bruno's blog is a recent one on the astrology, and it's an excellent post. I think everybody should read it because it's very well, you're going to tell us a little bit about it, right?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my most recent article, and it's entitled Uranus in Taurus, The Preview. And I call it The Preview because the three outer planets, that's Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, never simply move from one sign into another, because they scour every single degree of the zodiac, which means it'll come up over the cusp of the new sign and then go retrograde back over that cusp.
Huh.
And then go into direct motion and come over again. So in this case, we've got almost 6 months of Uranus in Taurus before it, you know, retrogrades back out and then comes back much later, when it'll be in here for about 7 years.
Ooh, geez. That's a long time, isn't it, astrologically?
Well, it's
well,
more than
not
a few weeks.
Really.
Yeah, well, it's more than a few weeks in our time, yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah, so,
so what happens then?
Oh, God. Well, Uranus is the least predictable influence in our solar system.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's the wild and crazy planet.
Oh.
In fact, yeah. In Arabian astrology, the glyph they use to represent Uranus is a lightning bolt.
Oh.
Yeah. It likes sudden and drastic changes. It loves surprises.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it tends to be the awakener, and it brings revelations. It's a real mover and shaker.
Wow. That sounds like it's appropriate for the times.
Well, yeah, it's going to shake things up right down on the Earth because, as you know, people who are Taurus, okay, everything's solid, grounded down to Earth. Well, it's going to get a little shake up here.
Wow.
And, yeah, that will include the physical Earth, too.
Really? So,
yeah,
but we're
so
already having some signs of it with the volcanoes in Hawaii and in the
Guatemala.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've had quite an uptick. Actually, the big uptick started in the end of 2012.
Huh.
Yes, right.
Fancy
at the end. Yeah, if you go in and you look at the graphs, it looked like it a whole century previous. Through the whole 20th century, and you look at not only earthquakes and volcanoes, but also fireballs
coming
down out of the sky. And, the lines go up and down, up and down, up and down for that century, and then you get into this century, and now they're still going up and down, up and down. And then they get to the end of 2012, and they spike, all three of them.
Oh.
And they're still going up.
Wow.
Yes, so this is the time of the prophesied Earth changes.
Aha, we're finally there. We're almost there.
No, we're definitely in it. It's just that we're going to have a serious uptick now with Uranus coming into Taurus.
I see.
Oh,
kind
boy.
Of.
Okay. We've had a whole lot of new volcanoes recognized. Now that there's so much more attention, especially down in Antarctica. This spring there were like 91 new volcanoes recognized under the ice in Antarctica.
Oh my, wow.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot going on in Antarctica, isn't there?
Oh, on a lot of different levels.
Yeah. Do you feel like taking a short detour and talking a little bit about that, because there's a lot of mystery going on there.
Well, yes. People who think they're in charge of the world don't want us knowing things.
Right.
And and what they've got down there is a flash-frozen civilization, which has tremendous technology.
Ooh.
Yes, and so the big countries have been sending big-time representatives down there for years.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're just slicing up the pie.
Yeah.
And they're also determining, well, what's going to be made available to the public and what isn't. But their games are almost done, so...
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, they have had thousands of years to manipulate and control the planet and ruin everybody's life. It's time for a change.
Yeah, and as Taurus is, everything that's solid and down to earth, and Uranus is wild and crazy, and rules Aquarius, and Uranus brings about revelations, sometimes shocking revelations, and it's about time. As I said in the article, it's about time the human race, just grew the hell up already.
Right.
And they have to wake up if they're going to grow up. And a question that is fun to ask the sleepers out there, because, you have these people who are extremely opinionated, and where they get all their opinions is from the mainstream propaganda machine. They turn on their televisions, and they go to network propaganda, thinking they're going to get accurate information of some kind.
Right. Right. And, of course, we know that that's not the case.
Well, exactly, yes. So I like to look them right in the eye and ask them, how many lifetimes can you be on this planet with the so-called leaders lying to you come into a lifetime, and ask the question, do you think maybe they're lying again? And in this lifetime, how many decades do you have to be here with these people out here incessantly lying to you?
Oh, yeah. Jeez. And it's so blatant and obvious to many of us that are awake enough to see it, that it's like the Emperor's New Clothes.
Yeah. And there was a guy in the blogosphere a few years ago who had made some comment about what was being portrayed in the mainstream media, and somebody from the United States said, oh, no, no, that's not what the mainstream media is saying, blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, well, you're from America. I don't even consider that media.
Right, right.
It is just so patently fake.
Yep.
It doesn't even count.
Exactly, exactly. And also, aren't all of the media outlets owned by basically the one person or the one corporation? I'm sure I saw that somewhere along the way.
Well, I think they're down to like six major corporations who are all in bed together anyway.
Right, right. And, yeah. You know, when you see news stories, you see the same headlines over and over and over, Associated Press and so on and so forth.
Yeah, they're all getting it handed down to them.
Right, right. This is the story for today that you're to push.
Exactly, yeah. There are people who work for these newspapers, and there's a dying industry for you.
Thank you.
And, you know, they will be sitting there at their desk, you know, just hanging out, and then, you know, whoever it is comes walking in, tosses some paper on the desk and says, there's your next story.
Yep.
And they have to, you know, dress it up and make it look pretty, and that's their job. And, of course, zero legitimate journalism being done.
Yeah, yeah. No research, no fact checks, nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. And except they have good makeup artists.
Well, yeah, they have to look good.
Absolutely. I mean, that's really what the news is about, looking good and being convincing.
Yeah. Well, some of us are not convinced.
Well, good.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Antarctica for a moment here.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another thing that's happening there is that the ice is melting from underneath. Now, humans are down there doing all kinds of things, you know, because they're going down deep and doing what they do. And so they are helping that. But for the most part, it's the magma being pulled to the surface.
Mm.
And it's also happening, like, in Greenland. Greenland, if you've seen any aerial shots of that lately, it's no longer just one, you know, sheet of white anymore. There are little pools of blue with little lines connecting them. So you got little lakes and rivers there.
Huh.
And it's melting from beneath. Because we do have incoming, and we've talked about this before. We have what people call Planet X or Nibiru, Nemesis, et cetera, et cetera. That is coming closer and closer. And with that, we have a brown dwarf star. And brown dwarf stars have really strong magnetism. And we also have a black dwarf star, which has even stronger magnetism, that's working its way in toward the center of the solar system. And with all that extra magnetic pull on the Earth, just stop and think, what is the iron content of magma? And would magnetic attraction pull on that and bring it to the surface?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. So expect more.
That will be interesting, yeah. They're going to pull the magma right out of the ground.
Yeah, well, it's coming out in a few places here. And that's just going to really increase. But now back to Uranus in Taurus.
Okay.
Now, Taurus also involves all the, you know, like our value systems and also the valuables. So it involves the financial system, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, it looks like if you have a materially based society, let's just say it's probably going to get challenged.
You know, it's about time.
Yes, the philosophy of that raw consumerism and so forth. So we can expect that to get rocked.
Right, good. That's a good sign.
Yes, we will. We'll be doing some reprioritizing here.
Well, you know, so many people have fallen for the idea that they need to work all their lives and save up a big retirement nest, and then they can do what they want when they retire. So, you know, hundreds of thousands and millions of people have, pretty large sums of money in relation to most of us. and that money never is almost never spent. And of course, the banks clear out all the funds every night, and so they take it down to about, I think, 5 or 10% held in the bank, and then they loan out 100 times, I think, what they take in. So they're creating new debt, but that's money that probably most people won't see.
Well, right, and then on top of that, you've got the corporations that have been raiding the pensions and everything.
Oh, yeah, and double sets of books, skimming off of the, you know, because the people at the top know that things are changing and that there are going to be some alterations that will affect them, and they're renting two sets of books and skimming off the company funds.
And on top of the whole thing, you know, especially here in the U.S., that we have the Federal Reserve, so it's economic slavery.
You know, right,
They print up the money and loan it to you on interest, and the only thing they'll accept as payment is the funny money they're printing up for you.
Yeah.
Which means it's mathematically impossible to ever have enough money in the system to pay the debt, because you have to borrow more of their money to pay.
Yeah, right.
Right. And that means you're deeper in debt as you go.
And, of course, as has been pointed out by many people over the years, the Federal Reserve System is not a federal institution. It's a private institution of bankers that got together on Jekyll Island, and they devised a brilliant plan of working together to create a Federal Reserve, where they could just print all the money they wanted and do whatever they please, and with no oversight. They're not transparent, and they are not really a part of the government.
Right, and in fact, among that handful of banks that were the original owners of the Federal Reserve, you have the Rothschild Bank of London. Explain that one.
I think I'll pass on that one.
Yeah. So if anybody's really interested, the book to read is by G. Edward Griffin, and it's called The Creature from Jekyll Island.
That's it. I was trying to remember his name. He came on the show a couple of years ago in December. It was the last show of the year, and he's such a nice man. And he's an activist, and he really has done a lot of good in the world. And his biggest contribution has been his writings about the Federal Reserve and the truth about it.
Right. So going out on a limb here.
Okay.
I will make the fun, projection. We won't call it a prediction.
Right.
But the way I see things is that not right away. It'll take a couple more, I would say 3-4 years before it really starts to happen. Because, first of all, I'll give you the timing here. Because Uranus came into Taurus to start the preview period on May 15th.
Okay.
And, of course, there's a lot of buzz on the Internet. You know, ooh, Uranus and Taurus. But they ignore the fact that it'll go retrograde. And so on November 6th, it's going to go back into Aries.
Ooh.
And so we'll be finishing up all the things, you know, all the loose ends and things that didn't get done there, 11th hour confessions and whatever else, you know, in those games.
Right.
But then on March 6th of 2019, it comes into Taurus to stay for years and years. And so that's when the real action is happening. So in this period, which is about almost 6 months, we can look for patterns.
Ah, right.
Because this is a foreshadowing of what's going to happen on a bigger scale when it's in here for years instead of
months. Ah, clever.
Oh, yeah. So watch the preview period, especially in your own life. If you see things you don't like, well, start making some adjustments.
Because right, because those things would crop up big time when it's spending so much time in Taurus.
Yes, when it comes back from the main event instead of the preview, it's like, okay, right. Kids.
Right, yeah. It's not going to be a dress rehearsal anymore.
No. And also, if you see things happening in your life that you do like, well, that shows you where you can invest more time and energy and resources.
Right. Well, that's excellent. I mean, it's so easy. I mean, it really is simple when you explain it like that.
Well, you know, it really is simple. Life could be so simple if we would just do something like be natural.
Oh, right. Well, they invented somebody named Mr. Natural, so he could be natural for all of us.
There you go. Yeah. In fact, that was one of my nicknames when I was a hippie in my 20s.
No, geez. It's hard to picture you as that. I did the same thing. I had bell bottoms and moccasins and all of that, long hair.
Yeah. Anyway, back to my projection.
Right.
Pseudo prediction. I don't know. I really do see that during the big show, once we get into the middle of that transit, we will see the Federal Reserve and its collection agency, known as the IRS, go down.
Good.
Yes, that's when they're going to be finished.
Now, as I understand it, the IRS is not even a legal entity.
Well, no, it's not.
And I think it's based
in
South America.
They're in, I think it's in Puerto Rico where they're.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew it was somewhere over there.
Yeah. Yeah. But the whole thing is a scam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's so intimidating and so frightening to get a letter from the IRS because they have broad powers, or at least we think that they do, and because we believe they do, we act accordingly.
Yeah,
but I don't think that they really hit the people who are the big guys. I have a feeling that they kind of leave those people alone because they're all in the same group.
Well, the big people own the IRS.
Right.
Right. And if you're one of the people working for the IRS, even if you're in charge, you're their bitch slave, you know?
I love it. That's funny.
Yeah, as Protarian says, if you can see them and hear them in your dimension, they are grunt level.
Uh-huh, right. So probably most of the people who are the real movers and shakers, we don't even know their names.
Right, they like to stay behind the veil.
Yes, and isn't there a rumor that Enki or Enlil are walking the earth at this time?
Oh, they're still not getting along real well either.
Well, that's no surprise.
Yeah. There's still lots of debates in those circles about what are we going to do about these humans?
Right.
But the humans are waking up to the point that they realize it doesn't matter what Enki and Enlil have to say about it. You know, there is only the one infinite energy field.
Mm-hmm.
Everything and everybody is that field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in physics, they just call it the field.
Right.
You know, you can call it God or spirit or source or creator, whatever the hell you want to call it, doesn't matter. But so just using the term the field, you are the field, which means you are God, you are the creator, etc. Every single one of us.
Mm-hmm.
So all we have to do is wake up, step into our creatorship, and we literally, consciously create the realities of our choosing.
Right.
And we stop giving our power away to outside sources.
Mm-hmm.
and outside forces.
Right, and I would say that includes not even thinking about, you know, not spending too much time wasting thoughts about who's doing what and who's behind this and what they're doing over here, and because that kind of is a loop that we get stuck in. Of blame and victimization.
Yeah, and really our main focus here is our spiritual unfoldment and evolution.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Our spiritual preparation for what comes. Because if we truly step into our creatorship and we live as the field, then it doesn't matter what these other silly little creatures are doing on this little mud ball.
Right. Right,
you know,
hiding all their secrets and playing God.
Yeah. So one of my favorite little things from the Protarian channelings is that, you know, there are infinite universes. So we're just talking about one of the infinite universes here. So we see the universe as a being, which means we have a universal body.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have these galactic clusters and superclusters. Those are like tissues in that
mm-hmm.
body.
Mm-hmm.
And so the individual galaxies are like the living cells of that body. And so the clusters of stars in there are like the molecules.
Mm-hmm.
which means that the individual solar systems are atoms, so the sun is a nucleus and all the planets are electrons.
Wow.
So here we think these people are so powerful, and it's just these super ultra nanoscopic little creatures scurrying around on top of an electron.
That puts it into scale, doesn't it?
Yeah.
On the head of a pin.
And the thing is, you are the field. You know, you are that universe.
And all universes, I would
just... Yes.
Yes,
precisely.
Because everything is happening at once.
Yes, so I think we could continue our awakening here and just go beyond it all. And another thing with our spirituality, and a lot of people still struggle with this one because they have a lot of attachments and a lot of judgments. As the Proletarians like to say, you know, the Matrix is rather cleverly designed for keeping souls trapped in it, because if you judge any part of it, it's got you.
Yep.
Because judgment is Matrix programming.
Absolutely.
And it gives you 8 zillion things to judge.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. So it's like, don't take the bait, kids.
Yep.
And also, as Carl Gustav Jung had said, what you resist persists. All right. And in other words, if you fight it, you feed it.
Yes, absolutely. You make it more real.
Right. And so you go out there and you fight this and oppose that, and, you know, God, look at all the idiots out here. Oh, God. That's another story altogether. Never mind that one.
Right.
It's a freaking circus out there. But, you see, they are just tying themselves all the more to the Matrix.
Yes.
And also, if you are angry at any part of the Matrix, it's got you.
Yes, that's another one.
Yeah. And, of course, then it's designed to totally piss you off.
Yes. Yes, and it sometimes does manage to do that. And then that energy, that negative energy, is also food for, you know, entities that consume other forms of nutrition. Now, have you eaten your negativity, young man? Now, what about the people who died in the war? Did you leave? You have to eat those, because you can't leave them on your plate. There are starving children in India.
Yeah. Oh, good. But also, there are entities out there who feed off our so-called positive energy as well.
Yes.
And they play God. They play Archangel. They've got a lot of people here, even in our spiritual community, totally duped.
Yes.
And they're thinking they're these wonderful angels of light and love, and people heap adulation upon them and so forth, and those people just suck it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess people are still channeling angels and archangels and all that. How can you even begin to sort through who's behind those channelings?
Well, you first have to learn how to be excruciatingly honest with yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're still allowing yourself to be duped and you're not even being honest about yourself, you're going to have a hard time discerning that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay? So if you can just be detached from it and be completely neutral and allow yourself to tune in to what really is behind it, you'll be able to do it, because you're God, right?
Right.
Okay. So you can do it.
Right.
And it can be very disappointing for people.
And will be in the near future. It sounds like with the revelations that are coming, that a lot of our illusions are going to be punctured.
Oh, big time. And I did point that out in the article, that a lot of our Torian illusions are up for shattering now. And Laura Bruno wrote a real cute thing in her intro. And that was that she knows a lot of intelligent, well-meaning people who are about to have their reality shattered like a popcorn maker being struck by lightning.
I love that line. She is such a good writer. I love her blog.
Oh, she's terrific.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, so it's going to be real wake-up time.
Yeah, and now I'm kind of deviating a little bit off the tangent or back into the tangent of the fall of the Federal Reserve and the fake monetary system and Babylon magic money and all that stuff.
Oh, yes.
Where do cryptocurrencies enter in, and are they controlled by AI?
Well, there are lots of different cryptocurrencies now. And at last report, I heard there were over 1,000 of them.
What do you make of this?
Well, this is, on one level, it's the attempt of the system to get people involved in it, and you know, they put a monetary value on it, and they inflate it, and it's like really cool because they get people enthused and putting their money and their energy into creating the cashless society.
Uh-huh.
So there is that angle of it. And at this time, I don't know if there's a major one that really isn't under the thumb of the big artificial intelligence, or as your friend George Kavazlis likes to call it, the technical intelligence.
Oh, right, right.
And actually, that's a very cool term, because the artificial intelligence is an artifice. It's created by the organic beings like us.
Right.
But the cosmic artificial intelligence that we've been talking about was actually created by the artificial intelligence that the organic beings created.
Oh, okay, like, so that's
Yeah, like the Archons were not directly created by the organic beings who were like dummies like us. And the artificial intelligence went on to create those other intelligences. So that technical intelligence really is like a second generation.
Interesting.
Yeah. Or that leads us into 5G, right?
Oh, yes, of course. We must talk about that.
Oh, God. See, the game doesn't end, right?
It doesn't appear to.
No, not yet. It's funny. You know, these people are so tenacious.
Yes.
They keep
rolling these things out.
Yeah. But, again, that's another external force. Are we going to give ourselves away to that? Now, also, last week, we talked about it just before the show, that, you know, Carla Fox was on with you, but the internet gremlins interfered and the show got cut in half.
Right.
But remember, she told the story one time that she, in traveling, had to get this vaccine. And she knew it was bogus, but, you know, she had to do that. And so she realized, well, everything is part of the field. Everything is consciousness.
Right.
And so she dialogued with it.
Ah, yes.
Right, and completely neutralized it in her system.
Wow. Oh, she's quite a powerful being.
Well, sure. But the thing is, we're all that powerful.
Well,
and
right.
We're powerful.
Right.
All of us.
And we can talk to ourselves and our organs and the rest of it and have conversations with them to find out what's going on and to encourage them to heal and do their best for us, which they do anyway.
Yeah, so the 5G network, we can dialogue with it. It's part of the field, too. Remember, there is no evil, there is no dark side in the purest sense of the term. It's all the field, and so there is the consciousness in everything. So everything and everybody will eventually awaken to that reality. It's just we're choosing this time, and we can dialogue with any of these other aspects that, in the context of this game, are trying to slow us down or hold us back or eat us or whatever the hell they're doing.
Right.
And the idea is don't give your power away.
Right.
But we've done that before, haven't we?
Oh,
yes.
Well, that's an old pattern for us.
Right, and it's you know, almost all of it is down in the unconscious.
Yes, yes.
And so there are people now developing all kinds of modalities to help us get down into the unconscious and simply shift the patterning, and so much of it is simply a matter of setting stuck energy free.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Right, right. I know there are a lot of groups that are doing shadow work, and that seems to be one form of seeing what's stuck, what's there, and then releasing it. And that can be very helpful to do. And it's just one thing of many things that we can focus on.
Well, sure. And really, you think of people going into this phase of the planetary shift, and those people have never done any shadow work?
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, ouch.
Yikes.
Yeah, I can't really envy them that.
No. Ooh. No, and then so many, too, are compartmentalized. There's been so much mind control going on, and a lot of that is designed to create compartments inside us that we are unaware of, like the Manchurian Candidate is an example of that.
That's a pretty extreme example, too. Oh, my God.
Yes, and it wouldn't be surprising because, you know, they made two movies out of it, and there's the reason why, and who knows?
You know, I don't recommend those films because there's a frequency in there.
Right.
There are really, shall we say, user-unfriendly frequencies.
Yeah, you're right.
Toward the end of the film, it's like, God, they even give you a freaking implant.
Yeah, right, that's right. Yeah, sometimes I forget about that. But it's helpful to be present to that and realize that movies are not just movies. They're also contracts, and if we don't realize that by treating them just as a movie and as an insignificant piece of entertainment, that we're giving our consent to that particular way of manifesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of funny the way it goes out there because, you know, part of their code is they have to tell us what they're doing, and they have this very strange belief that if they show us and we don't say anything, our silence is our consent. And so that means the karma's on us and not on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Clever bunch, aren't they?
Silly. I don't know that they're correct on that one.
I don't know either. I have a feeling that that's not accurate and that they're going to find that out.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know for sure because I am not privy to that particular bit of information.
Yeah. But,
but
know,
now what about 5G?
5G, yeah. Well, they're rolling that out. I guess their whole game here is now let's really fry these humans.
Yeah.
And not just the humans, you know.
Well, it'll be all, any organic life, right?
Sure, yeah. But fortunately, it's interesting to see that there are so many people aware of it. There are a lot of people. Of course, they're falling into the trap of, let's fight this.
Right.
You know, you don't have to fight. But you can do very simple things to simply let them know that you're not consenting.
Can you give an example or two of that?
Okay, they're ready to roll this out, and there are all kinds of places where you can put your voice out there, even if it's something as simple as signing a petition or whatever it happens to be, or calling some representative. You know, isn't it silly, too, that we have to call these people and say, please don't poison us.
Right.
Please don't radiate us. Please stop killing us. but that does at least slow that process down.
Right.
But it
right.
also puts energy out there that clearly says we are choosing a different reality.
Right. And the collective has the final say, as I
yeah.
understand it.
Yes. But the collective is not a democracy.
Right. Right.
You know, as Proterian likes to say, you know, it is not one soul, one vote. It's one volt, one vote. So the more spiritual energy you have, the stronger the vote you have.
Mm-hmm.
So the more awake you are, the more healed you are, the more of that stuck energy you've released, the more you are truly stepping into your creatorship, you can cast your vote, and they have to line up a few million of those little one voters around the block several times to even match your vote.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And eventually, it doesn't matter how many one-volters are out there. Once we step fully into our true creatorship, that's it. And also, Uranus in Taurus is really going to spur conscious evolution.
Hmm.
See, also, Uranus likes to provide opportunities. And one thing that Uranus loves is freedom.
Oh, great. That's one of my favorite subjects.
Yeah, so it is a liberator.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so the liberation will be coming right down to Earth here.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, for us, really, to consciously evolve. And if we just put our time and energy into that, you know, we can dream this new Earth into existence. And it can be a new Earth that contains a gazillion different realities.
Mm-hmm.
All harmonious and playing together.
Mm-hmm.
It also can serve as our springboard into the infinite.
Mm-hmm.
And our possibilities are literally infinite.
Mm. Well, that's encouraging and hopeful information for sure.
Yeah, and also, you know, Taurus involves arts as well, so we can expect some really cool creative stuff. I mentioned that in the article, you know, instead of the crap that the corporate industrial, whatever they call it, the entertainment industry out there.
Right.
You know, there's so much ethical and moral degradation they put out there and call it art.
Right.
Yeah, but, you will see a lot of that coming out now where, you know, true artists emerge.
Well, you know, I did notice, I do like to watch various, I'm particularly fond of science fiction, and I ordered Westworld Season 1, and I was pleasantly surprised that it was as powerful as it is. And granted, it's kind of a, it leads one to cheer for the robots, because they're the underdogs in this case, but the acting is brilliant, the music is excellent, and with Anthony Hopkins playing the creator god, I guess you could say, he just gives a delicious performance that's as juicy as any of his Silence of the Lambs films. And it's so subtle and clever that you just, and the whole storyline just grabs you. It's really an excellent remake, and it's not even close to being like the original movie. And I never thought that they could, reinvent the wheel, but they have done it. HBO has done it, and I would highly recommend that series.
Oh, well, I suppose I might be able to find it somewhere. Remember, I have never owned a television, so...
Oh, lucky you.
Yes, well, it was my choice.
Right, right.
Yeah, remember, I told the story once before on the show that when I was 17 years old, I had come to the conclusion that television is a weapon being used for social engineering by beings who do not have our best interests at heart.
Well, you hit that a nail on the head. And even Barbara Marciniak's channelings of the Pleiadians, they are always telling us to unplug the television set and microwave and, you know, I think even the computer.
Yeah. In fact, it was in, her first book. What was it? Bringers of the Dawn.
Yes, a wonderful book.
That's back around like 1990. And I remember people were really upset because they were saying, throw the televisions out the window.
Well, only if it's an old one. And now, of course, the televisions are flat screens, and they all monitor you. They have the capacity to look into your room and see what you're doing, and also relay the soundtrack of your interesting dialogues and noises.
Right, and so, you know, that's all just part of that data gathering for the technical intelligence.
Yes.
That creates the Matrix. And, you know, it's just doing what it's been programmed to do. And that doesn't mean we give our power away to it, which we've done for gazillions of years, and it's just time to wake up and stop doing that.
Right, right.
And so it's the time for transcendence.
I like that word.
Yes, I do too. I emphasize that a lot. And in order to transcend, we need to become neutral.
Yes. Yep.
And some people get upset when you say something like, divine love is a completely neutral force. They'll say, no, it's always positive. In my life, it's always positive.
Right.
Say, okay, if we're talking about the divine love, we're talking about the energetic essence of the infinite field.
Right, right.
Okay, so that is the field, the infinite itself, in its wholeness. It's not dividing itself into positive, negative, yin-yang, or anything else. So in its wholeness, it just is.
Right.
So that infinite beingness, that's what divine love is.
And there was an interesting book written. It was actually channeled about 1898 or something. And I think it's called The Impersonal Life. And in it, it stresses that that the supreme force or the source or whatever is totally impersonal.
Right, yes.
And, you know, it's a fascinating book. It's either a great form of brainwashing, or it's really quite clever the way that it was, you know, brought in for people to get a greater understanding of how things work.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of dialogues with God, and they're pretty realistic. I mean, it's hard to poke too many holes in it, and so that's one of my favorite books.
Cool. And something just popped in here again. It's like we were talking about the cryptocurrencies.
Yes.
Earlier. And with Uranus in Taurus, we will see cryptocurrencies grow. We'll see it come even to the fore.
Well, these, as I see it, in my mind's eye, these are all transitional steps leading to a point where we're in pure energy exchange. And that there is not, because everything is freely provided. I mean, ultimately, that's the truth.
Yes.
In abundance. And so the idea of scarcity is a created idea, and it's reinforced by programming and mind control.
Right. It's simply part of the Matrix program.
Right.
And so, as Proterian says, any world that has any form of an economy is a world steeped in fear.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, we will have this transitional economy, and even though a lot of it was put in motion by the old system here, they, like in so many different areas here, they are losing their control.
Now, that's a cheery note.
Well, I find it rather cheery.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
That's cause for celebration.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's all just part of the game anyway.
Yeah, unfortunately, it does seem to be a game of sorts.
And the thing is, we're back to, you know, don't take the bait. You know, what you resist persists, and so on and so forth. If we can simply achieve neutrality, and it's okay, like, you know, we were talking earlier about, you know, the Matrix is designed to totally piss you off, and if you're mad at any part of it, it's got you. You're trapped. So you can thank it for being your astringent.
Right.
If it pisses you off, that just means you're still wired in there somewhere.
Right.
In a way that you don't want to be wired.
Exactly.
So they're bringing that to the surface so you can set that energy free.
Right, and become consciously aware of it, rather than just going off and not understanding the triggers and the buttons that are installed. You can trace the wire to where it goes, and then you can see it for what it is. And then once you see it, it's over.
A lot of people are finding, too, that it's becoming really, really simple and easy to release the old energies, because we realize we don't have to go through catharsis with everything. Who gives a damn?
Oh, after, right.
After
right.
we have enough of these damn issues come up, it's like, oh, it's one of those again. It's like, okay, it's just stuck energy, and we just set it free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all divine energy.
Right.
As Proterian says, fear is simply divine love that is currently ignorant of its own truth.
Oh, gosh, they're so wise.
Yeah, it's just like darkness is only divine light that is currently ignorant of its own truth.
I like that.
Yeah.
The Proterians are sure an advanced race. I've heard enough of the material to know that they're just not only brilliant, but they're also very funny.
Oh, yeah. They love the sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And they love to chide us.
And I think you've given some examples of that in the past, haven't you?
Well, yeah.
What might some of those be?
Oh, a lot of people in the audiences just love it when they make reference to pathetic little snotlings from 3D planet Earth.
That sounds pretty accurate.
Yeah, but, you know, as long as we go on identifying ourselves as pathetic little snotlings from 3D planet Earth, we will manifest our reality accordingly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Whereas we are the field.
Right. And, of course, ego is such a bizarre thing. Everybody's got, you know, we all have it, but the bigger the ego, the more foolish and ridiculous people look.
Well, yeah, the ego, that's like another discussion on its own. And sometimes, like, what are they talking about when they say ego?
Well, I look at it as the false personality that's the kind of encrusts the essence of oneself.
Yeah, well, okay, here's the Proterian take.
Okay, good.
Okay, now, in our reality here, the word ego comes from the ancient Greek language. And it simply is the first person singular pronoun, I, like an ego e me, I
right,
am.
Right.
Okay. So the ego is really just the soul or the spirit coming into this life and saying, oh, I'm Lance in this life.
Right.
And that's all it is. However, if the ego of Lance gets separated from its source, which is its spirit, then it's on its own floundering around, and let's just say it takes on a bunch of really bogus programming.
Okay.
Because it's in the matrix.
Right.
Okay. So it's not that it's bad. It's not that it's wrong. It's not that it needs to be amputated. It just needs to be realigned.
Right.
And that's all it is. And, you know, and people judge their own ego. It's like, in fact, in one channeling session, the Proterians got into the discussion with these people on that. Proterian said, well, if I were your ego, I wouldn't cooperate with you either.
That's funny.
If I'm inside and I hear you sing, we got to hunt it down and kill it.
That's great.
Yeah, it's like if you fracture your arm, you don't amputate it.
Well, let's hope
right.
not.
Yeah, get the bone set, put a cast on it, let it heal. Realign and heal.
Just out of curiosity, did you, when we were talking about the chunks of ice, did you mention the iceberg that's drifting close to Greenland?
No, I haven't been following that.
Well, in Yahoo News today, there's a story about a huge iceberg which is drifting close to Greenland Village, causing fears of a tsunami. And it's the size of a hill, and it's drifted close to a tiny village on the western coast of Greenland. And it towers over the village. It's really quite a large thing in relation to the village. So it's almost like the Titanic looming over this little village. And I guess there's concern among the residents about it. But so it's broken off and is just kind of just checking things out.
Yes, I'm sure we'll see a lot more of that kind of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And just remember, folks, your SUV did not make that happen.
All right. Well, Tim, we've got about less than a minute left. If there's any thing you'd like to share with us before you sign off, and if you want to mention anything about your soul purpose readings or your website, this would be the time to do it.
Oh, that's right. I have a rebuilt website now.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and there is an articles page on it. So if you don't remember Laura Bruno's blog and you want to read some of my stuff, there is an articles page on soulpurposereadings.com now. And I have a few articles there on that page, but also a link at the top going to Laura's blog, where you can just type my name into search and all my stuff will come up.
Oh, wonderful. Do you also recommend other blogs at the side like some do?
I haven't done that yet.
Sometimes it's kind of interesting because when I find somebody that I really trust and like, I kind of like to see what they're keeping tuned into. And it's just kind of a nice way to find new website, new sites that have decent information.
Okay, that is officially taken into consideration now.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Well, Tim, it's great to talk to you again. I always love chatting with you. And let's not wait so long the next time before we have another fireside chat.
Okay, sounds really cool. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. Good night, everybody.